23 and 20. You saw some old pictures before I got married. We've been keep talking about updating that.
So. Now you will.
Yeah, now we're gonna be in trouble. So.
Just give me 1 second.
Yep.
All right. Good.
What? Kind so, of where would you like to start?
I don't know. There's. We have the stuff here. That's my great grandmother over here.
Okay.
And my dad and his family is all here. So I don't know, is that? And then that's all, like, all the generations there are in that picture there.
Right. So let's start with the. Oh, hold on a second.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
So who do we have here in the middle?
This is my great grandma Anna, who started the resort and was doing that. And then this is my father and his parents and the rest of his brothers and sisters in the photo there.
Which one's your dad?
The one that looks just like him. Right there in the middle. Sitting on my grandfather's lap.
That is a big troop of kids.
It's a big troop. That's Bob. He doesn't know better. So, yeah, this is kind of the, these are the generations photo here. So this is all 5 generations, if you look at that, with my great grandparents, my grandparents, my parents, and then my boys and I. And like I said, dated photo.
But what's the significance of making sure this is the entry? This is where people can walk through and see.
Well, you know, I think one of the things for us is it's the importance of having a family-run business that's up here. You know, there's not many around that is you know, really a 5-generation business, and so we want to obviously recognize that and put, you know, some of the historic things that we have here, you know, from the different photos and stuff through the years, some of the old brochures. We did something here. I don't know if it's going to show up or not, but my my great-grandfather printed this book back when he was running the resort, and it says what I know about fishing in here. And my father and I and his parents, or all of them, so we got all 4 generations on here. We wrote a book at our 100-year anniversary. And if you open it up, it's just blank note pages for taking notes on. There's nothing written in it. But we just kind of carried that through again for our 100-year anniversary, and we'll probably do something else. But we took the same photo, we took everything, and just carried on that tradition, because again, you know, really 5 generations is just, it doesn't happen very often, especially in this industry. But, you know, and through here we've got the different brochures and stuff that they've done through the years. We have one of the original brochures that is here from 1919 and talks about it. Some of the old business cards that we had with a 2-digit telephone number. You know, there's just some really neat historical stuff that we've had through the years. So, oh, well, I got you.
Yes.
Don't need it. They took off the request on there, so I don't know if they use the passport or whatever, and they use that. So you don't have to worry about
it.
You don't have to worry about it. We got it on film too.
Do
so.
You? Oh, okay. good. All right. You got all the old stuff here.
Yeah.
Good. That's good.
What's that?
Are you filming it?
Oh, you can go.
They don't want you on film, Bob.
They want to do that. Hey, Kathy.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to think where, if we have a copy, just give me a second here. I'll look and see. Team brochure, and in there, we had a list of the rates. And it has things like no walking indoors with spiked boots, and or in the wood boats with spiked boots on. You know, just a bunch of different things. You know, don't leave your fish cleaning and stuff outside, you know, for the animals, you know, dispose of them properly. You know, all the stuff that went on. And even my grandfather here, Hans, his handwritten sign that we had down in our marina, where we had our fish cleaning house. That we pulled that out of the marina when we remodeled it back in the 90s, and that was his handwritten sign that had been up there since, I don't know, probably sometime in the 40s or earlier. So, just some, you know, there's some neat stuff about having a multi-generational business. So,
so there probably was no indoor plumbing or electricity when this started?
No, when it first started, there was no electricity. There was a series of buildings, and you'll see them in the photos that we have. That was, you know, at that time there was a dining hall, then there was a cookhouse, and then you had your sleeping cabins. Everything was separate. You know, you had your chicken coop here and everything else, because obviously, you know, there's no electricity and everything. You had to, either it was, you know, dried goods or it was something that was fresh. And that's probably why the hunting and fishing was such an important part, because you could catch something fresh and have something to serve to your guests.
Mm-hmm. And it was the train for most people, right?
The train, yep. Everybody came up by train, and then my great-grandmother would load up, and they'd take the horse and carriage into Cable, pick up the people on the train, and then drive them back out. It was, you know, most of a day trip, you know, across the old corduroy roads where they had the logs laid down across the swamps, and you imagine rattling themselves across those things to, you know, to get back and forth. It was probably quite a trip for somebody coming from Chicago.
Imagine people complain about the road not being perfectly smooth now.
Now they complain about the roads too. I imagine what they complain about that. I guess it's never going to change. It's just one of those things, you know.
A little bit of human nature, right?
Yep.
Did you say you were able to find some of those?
I'll send them to you.
Oh, okay.
What I'll do is I'll just send you electronic copies of them. You know, like some of these that you see up there. There's, you know, some different ones in there. I don't know if you want to take any pictures. This is some of the recognition we got at our 100-year anniversary from the state and other ones.
Let's go in the bar and have you show off that stringer of walleye.
Knocked the troll. It was hanging up there. Somebody must have knocked it off of there. But, you know, some of those stringers that they had through the years. But, This is the one, my grandparents in it, right there. So,
1 second.
Yep.
Wait, whenever you're ready.
Yep. So this is the picture I wanted to show you. That's my with my grandparents in there, holding their stringer of walleye. There's gonna be some other photos, the actual photos. This is of course a mural. A lot of these are actual pictures that were taken through the years, that were put onto a mural, and therefore, so there's some really neat photos. Canoe in our front pond with the different stringers that we have through all the generations. I guess, you know, all my parents and my wife and I are going to have to get our stringers to hold up our walleye in the pictures too when we've been out fishing. So
was there an actual wooden slide?
There was that. That picture was probably taken in 1919. That's my grandmother here and my great uncle Paul in the picture. So we were probably figured about 1920s, something like that, sometime in there that photo was taken, and it was just a slide down. So yeah, Wisconsin's original water park, I guess.
Eat your heart out, Dallas, right?
Yeah.
And were all guests greeted with an axe?
Well, you know, I guess so. That's my grandmother there and my great grandparents in the picture at the. What we call our old entrance at the resort. So, and you can see some of the cabins we had at the time in the background.
Great.
Yep, and that's the original lodge up there. That's what the building looked like after it was remodeled and added onto 7 different times. And it was struck by lightning and burned down, had the wiring in there. It started, like they said, like 7 different fires up in the attic, and they just weren't able to put it out, so. And then remodeled for the middle one, and then the one over there on the far side that we replaced in 86. So all things. So it's kind of like the whole history up there. My great-grandparents, my grandparents, what happened through there. It's my uncle's scheme. That's a bunch of the old guests there. Other ones that are up in there, some of the snowmobiling when that came in, and then I'm way over there on the far right water skiing.
That is you?
So, yeah. So that's the culmination that we've been so far. I guess we're going to have to put another panel up there. So.
Yeah, that's the hope, right?
Yeah, that's the hope.
I think that's good.
All right, fantastic.
We'll grab the mic back from you.
It's like my brother's, that one on the top right. It was the first fish my brother ever caught. We're out fishing, and my dad baits his hook with a worm. you know, a bobber, because they're fishing on this meat bed, throws it overboard. You know, he's probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, something like that. I mean, he's got the Snoopy rod wheels and a big old freaking wall. Not that it's huge or anything, but I mean, the wheels there, the hours over here, those were all mounted by their mother. And a lot of the mounts that are out here, some of the older ones are like, why do you have that ratty old mount? Well, these were all that my great grandmother had. And since then, we've had 2 fires, so we've lost all these things. You know, there's like in those pictures, you look up there and you see like all the mounts and stuff, these other ones. So we ended up actually getting some of these old mounts from the 1800s. And that is the 1800s, and we never knew where it existed. In fact, we got that eagle mount, we thought it was a gold eagle. And we started cleaning it up because it was all covered with dust and sitting on the rafters for 100 years. And, so I'm gonna have them do the walleye breakfast, the walleye sandwich, and then our baked walleye for dinner.
Okay.
Don't need to fry everything, so 3 different things: pan fried, deep fried, and then baked. So 3 different things.
Are we able to get in and see some of that?
Yeah, probably not. They don't. They're like, I wasn't thinking they're gonna come in the kitchen, guys. I just figured they're gonna take some pictures of the food. So.
Okay.
You do that. If anything, you might be able to get. Like if you just do like an arms or something, and do a close shot on there,
just do like
doing stuff. the pan fried walleye for the breakfast. That's about the only thing you'd be able to get.
Sure.
More fun than we did.
flipped over.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Then we'll start a baked walleye. I gotta wash my tongue.
Co-workers that have been like Hawaii, Costa Rica, you know, Russia, all over.
about me.
Good for her dropping it off.
Yeah, so I told her, I'm going to do two things. Just get her kind of walking to the table and have her set up. I'm just going to get close to the first set. Shoot some nice shots.
Maybe
we can
kind of follow her out the door for the kitchen and dining room.
Like, not handheld, but... Or you want to do handheld?
That'd be
good. Yeah, I could easily do that.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. And kind of cut to her to set it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we have to kind of, like, really play with these since we don't have people.
I don't know what... but we'll make it work.
Yeah.
Nice of them to do that. They're kind of stressed back there. So.
I'm sure. I think what we'll probably end up doing is kind of intercutting some of this with other restaurant fish kind serving of
general
stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of doing a sequence on town since it doesn't have people.
Yep. Shoot some beauty shots of it.
It'll still work. It just won't work in itself.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, it's a day off, right?
Told us to come back.
Yeah. Well, that hospitality life is a different beast. Yeah. Here she comes. Perfect. Awesome. And if you wouldn't mind just picking up the plate again and setting it down, give me 1 second. Okay, whenever you're ready, if you just want to set it down.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Should we bring it back in?
Sorry, here she comes. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it so much. I know it's awkward. You guys see great.
Now we're gonna order our food.
I need to start eating because it actually smells pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's the most unnatural thing to have. But you look like you've ordered in a restaurant before.
Yeah, so yes. We have
whatever.
Can I even take that back?
Okay.
Actually, looks delicious too.
Let's keep it there for a second. I'll get some shots of it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna get a close up of it.
I told Phil, I said, I'll tell you what, I've been on this grill.
No, you're
I think that's probably good, right?
Yeah.
Down here, you're like, what?
We asked PC and he said just eat it, so I don't know what we want to.
You can, you.
I don't know what, we're giving it away to people, but you know, we'll certainly, I don't want to throw it in the trash either.
Right, you know, but you have the first choice of what you would like. You can't. No, it's good.
That's why we did this story.
Yeah. That's one of the best items on the menu. And the other favorite one is walleye piccata. That's with the lemon butter caper sauce.
Wow.
And then the walleye is pan fried.
Very good.
But the walleye is the favorite. Decide wherever you like to sit. I can serve that, and I can bring you some kind of drink to go with it.
Wow, thank you so much.
Yes, that's what you like.
Yeah, appreciate
it. You have family all day, I'm sure.
Thanks.
That's good, boys.
That's funny.
Don't you like that one?
Oh, there's like three of them there, guys.
Yeah. I'm just going to get a couple more shots on there.
Yeah.
Well, we have them here, yeah.
Might as well.
Give yeah, get some beauty shots, you know. Yeah.
There you go.
I thought you were pulling my hair. That's why I backed off. I'm going, I don't want to get in the film.
Oh, no. Worries.
I'm a dishwasher. I'm not a person that does the meals.
Sir, no worries.
I'm a dishwasher. I didn't know you were filming. I was like,
no, I tried.
I'm backing off.
I try not to get anybody, you know.
I know.
The shots, just close-ups of the hands.
Okay.
And stuff.
Yeah. Well, my dirt and my dishwasher hands.
There you go. Wow.
Now you film all the video. Wisconsin, Clarkwell, Clinton. Okay. Well, Wisconsin people. Filmers. Hey. You can't miss nothing on this whole. Getting small.
Right.
It's going downhill a little bit.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. You see that one motel in the, or that the road there? Right.
Okay.
Across from the library? That burned down years ago. Not burned down, but it had fire and else.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's
it had like a fence line on it. I haven't been there for years, so they were supposed to do something about it. I don't know if they're doing it. It was a dentist on one corner. And then there was like another restaurant on the other corner here.
Okay.
Merritt Beehive.